let's visit a bakery on Southwest Boulevard, Panadería de las Américas, where you can get breads and pastries from throughout Central and South America. Intern Lexi Churchill has the story.
There's a relatively well-known corridor of Southwest Boulevard on Kansas City's west side. It's a strip of Latin American restaurants and shops. Sandwiched in between a beauty salon and a late-night Mexican eatery is a small bakery, Panadería de las Américas.
I say, well, I want to make a bakery to have a different kind of breads from different countries of America. That's why the name. Panadería is a bakery. The Americas is from the Americas.
Just inside, owner Luis Hernandez is manning the cash register. It's tight quarters. The walls are lined with racks of sugary sweets and breads, and the air is heavy with the smell of fresh dough.
This is the concha. This is Mexican bread, the most popular. This is the sweet bread with sugar cookie topping. And this is the bread for the tortas. We call teleras, and we have those for pambazos. This bread is from Salvador. This is like cheesecake with the rice flour.
He creates treats from all
There's
over Latin America.
The
but Luis has never traveled outside of the U.S. or Mexico, where he grew up. Luis got his start working after school at his family's bakery in Mexico City. After coming to the U.S., his family settled in Kansas City, and Luis got a job heading the baking department at a Sunfresh grocery store.
So I hire people from different countries. So when I put the ads and say, I need a baker, they say, well, I'm a baker from Peru, I'm from Guatemala, I'm from Cuba, I'm from Colombia. So we share the recipes.
Pretty soon, he was ready to open his own bakery. Luis has a lot of regulars. Gerardo Martinez actually helped get his business off the ground. He told Luis about the Hispanic Economic Development Corporation, or HEDC, which offered business classes geared toward Latino entrepreneurs in Kansas City.
But I was busy working on the Sunfresh, and my dad is still staying home. He has time to go to the classes. So that's why my dad takes the classes and knows everything to open the business.
Pretty soon, he had what he needed. With a loan from HEDC, he set his sights on that small storefront on the boulevard.
Oh, that's a good place to have a Mexican bakery. So it's a lot of Mexican restaurants, a lot of stores.
It started as a small family business in 2013, but quickly expanded. The bakery now delivers to 30 Mexican grocery stores across the metro every day.
We don't make a frozen bread. We don't package bread from the cooler. No? We make everything fresh and from scratch.
Which means his bakers start at 2 a.m., working in the small kitchen around a single central table, confined by racks, cooking machines, and the oven's heat. It's about 10 a.m. now, and the bakers are still at it. They've already made the best sellers for the day. Savory Mexican bolillos stuffed with jalapenos and cream cheese, and Cuban turnovers, triangles of flaky puff pastry with a guava and cream cheese filling. Now, on the end of the table, one baker is rolling out brown sugar-colored dough for molasses cookies. He cuts the cookies in the shape of little pigs. In the oven, the dough puffs up and becomes a glossy golden brown pastry. All of the treats are slathered in egg wash as a signature finishing touch. Then, to the oven they go. Back up front, Luis is wrapping up a dozen sweetbreads for another regular. Luis is used to serving a diverse crowd.
So when the people came from other cities to the Mexican embassy, they just came here because this is the first avenue to get out to the freeway, and they find the bakery. Say, oh, we are happy to find a bakery because on the city we are, they don't have any bakery. It's crazy because sometimes they spend almost $40 on bread.
The proof is under the glass cover of the cashier desk. The surface is lined with bills from various Latin American countries.
Brazil, Honduras, Ecuador, República Dominicana.
Looking down
Salvador,
at the bills, Luis's voice filled Ecuador, with a certain
Bolivia,
excitement.
No, Venezuela.
The bills remind him of his ultimate mission.
My goal when I will all is to go to each country, to see the bread because I know how to make it, but I don't really know how to taste it in the original countries.
First up, Luis has his sights set on Cuba. But for now, at least, there's plenty of baking left to do.
Thanks to Lexi Churchill for bringing us that story.